you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Unseated Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today's show intro was Pow Wow Wow by Chris Dirksen. Unceded Airwaves broadcasts every week from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands, homelands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Autumn Schnell Vilji, Chief Jim Cooey, Janet Cooey, Shadeji, Dringwizzy, I'm Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mother's side. I was born and raised on Treaty 6 territory of the Cree, Métis, Nakota, Sioux, and Soto peoples, lucky enough to be raised in Amaskwatchi, Wiskayagan. I lived there for the first 17 years of my life, and I'm really grateful that I got the chance to live there on their lands. It was really lovely. But now I'm living here on unceded Coast Salish lands of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam nations, and we are broadcasting from the Musqueam land, or we are broadcasting from Musqueam land on UBC campus, so that's really lovely as well. I finally finished my first year at UBC.
Woo!
Woo! Ah, thank God! Yeah, do you want to introduce yourself, Madison?
Sure. Tansi, Madison Singh, Sigasayan. My name is Madison. I am Cree from the Mixu Cree First Nation on my mom's side, and I'm Punjabi on my dad's side. I'm originally from Northern Alberta Treaty 8 territory, but I've been living here for about 2 years now on unceded Coast Salish territory, and I'm so grateful to be here as an invited guest.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Ben?
Sure. My name is Ben Chung. I'm Korean and Jewish and grew up mostly on the territories of the Shawnee people in what is now Ohio, great state. And I've been here for 3 years now. And I am extremely grateful to be a settler and an invited guest here on unceded Coast Salish territories as well.
Do you want to introduce yourself, Joanna?
Yes, so I'm Joanna. I'm originally from Toronto, which is the dish with one spoon territory, and I acknowledge that I'm an uninvited guest on unceded Coast Salish lands.
beautiful. So we'd like to thank our sponsors, Decolonizing Water and NORAD Electric. You're listening to Season 3, Episode 25 of Unseated Airwaves. And guess what? We're all done finals. Thank God. That means we'll be back next week with some more sassy fed up and current events-based programming. But for now, we're exhausted, we're tired, we're lazy, and you're getting a music show. The music show will be inspired by some of our favorite study music and also just some of our favorite music because we want to broadcast it. But before we get into it, let's set our intention for the day. So we are the Indigenous Radio Collective. Every week we discuss Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. We are a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students who use our weekly airtime for our own self-representation.
Our goal, we strive to center Indigenous voices on our show and to build narratives that empower Indigenous people. Unseated Airwaves is our opportunity to share and define the diversity of our cultures and highlight some influential Indigenous people.
If you can relate to the goals of the show and are wondering how to get involved, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media. We've got Facebook and Twitter. If you have a voice for decolonization, then we want to hear from you.
Everyone is welcome, and there's no experience necessary. Our weekly meeting is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. at CITR in the lower level of the Nest. If you want to get involved but don't want to be on air, there are plenty of other ways to participate in this collective as well.
You can follow Unseated Airwaves on Facebook and Twitter. If you're aware of a great Indigenous artist, send us a tweet using the hashtag UnseatedMusic or send us a Facebook message at Unseated Airwaves and we'll do our best to get it on air. And if we play a song you send us, we will even give you a shout out.
We're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to, so let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now or what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show. We'll have our weekly Unseated Events listing to share a little later in the show.
So, Ben, who have you been into? Who are some of your favorite musicians?
Oh, God, I hate this question. well, what we're going to be playing for you is something I heard very recently from a Norwegian friend. It's very bouncy and joyous and summerful. But to be honest, what I've been listening to is the Black Panther soundtrack. It's really good to exercise to.
Who's on the Black Panther soundtrack?
I don't know.
SZA.
Yes.
SZA.
That's yes. It? Is it all SZA?
No.
There are others. I am the kind of person that just plays it on YouTube because I don't buy
it. Do you
music.
Drive around with it on YouTube?
Yes, I
you
do.
Waste all of your data.
No, I did the thing with Fido where I expanded it so I had like 15 gigabytes.
So you can listen to music.
I feel like I am a god.
Never. Your data's never limited.
I am limitless.
So yeah, we're going to be playing Hi-Fi by Sigrid.
Sigrid?
Sigrid
yes.
Right now.
Nobody dares to speak against your word, so they just sit quiet. Do what you want, who cares if you get hurt? No, I don't know why you wonder why, wonder why, wonder why. You're surrounded by the type of people that never say why you don't want to hear, so they just stay quiet. Oh, everybody does a show. Let's all that I find. So you got who they can
Goes
You're listening to Unceded Airwaves, and the time is 2:19 p.m.
So we just heard... I forgot to turn my mic on. We just heard from Ben about the music that Ben has been into, but now we're going to talk to Maddie about the music that Maddie's been into. What have you been into, Maddie?
Well, if anybody knows me, they know that I like sad music.
All the time or study time?
Pretty much all the time, but
particularly around study time.
Particularly around study time, you need some good music to cry to.
All the time, yeah.
All the time.
Hashtag relatable.
So, the next song we're going to be listening to is "To Be Alone with You" by Sufjan Stevens.
Have you been into anything else?
I'm really into. I mean, I've been listening to Bjork recently.
Oh yeah, Bjork's new album, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good. Okay. Anything else?
I don't know.
What are classic, like, all time faves? What makes you not sad? What's your not sad music?
Not sad music. Toro y Moi is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like, I also really like 50s and 60s music, so that gets me in a happy mood. And also 70s, like soul and funk.
Okay,
like,
yeah, fair.
Al Green and Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, great. So enjoy Sufjan. Sufjan's great. Like, please enjoy Sufjan.
I give my body
You're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. The time is 2:27, and the next song that we're going to be played is going to be introduced by Joanna.
Yeah, okay, so this one's called Golden Gals. This is by Animal Collective, and it has been stuck in my head for approximately
so
a
long.
Week.
So long. You sing it all the time.
Sometimes I sing it to Autumn.
All the time. Not sometimes, all the time.
Okay, so we're going to hear that one.
Who else are you into right now? What else has been your study music?
I've been putting on a lot of Peach Pit. They have a really good new album.
Yeah.
Y'all should check it out. It's really good. And then also Real Estate. Been listening to a lot of them.
You requested Real Estate last night.
Did I?
Yeah. You did. Anything else?
Funkadelic.
Funkadelic.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been good.
Yeah, they're pretty good studying music.
What's not good studying music that you've been listening to when you don't study, because everybody knows that studying's fake?
Ooh. That's a good question. Cardi B.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Which one? Which song by Cardi B?
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, she just released a whole new, like...
But is it, like, all of it?
Yeah, it's all of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Every song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever. Oh, Princess Nokia. Princess Nokia's been really... Yeah.
Yeah.
I know not Cardi B, but, like, also my, like, procrastination music.
True.
Because it's just so powerful.
Also, No Name?
No Name!
Another, like, badass female rapper.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it. Anyways, enjoy Golden Gal by Animal Collective.
She never seen a gift to the girl ready to dream. Open new forms, the elderly bees. Spirit is burning, here for the girls again. So complex and brave. A power and love without showing some blades. Different roads, not just sexual things. When it gotta reach you, set it right away. She never seen the gift of the girl ready to dream. I'm hoping to form the elderly bees. The spirit is burning here for the girls again. Let me dress up like a golden gal and have my golden day. And let me watch the mark of madness from a table sliding. Thank you.
golden heart. So I want to be the reminder that she's stronger than the bold one of the deep. Thank you.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass.
You're listening to Unseated Airwaves, and the time is 2:39 p.m. Now, Autumn, I heard you like baths.
What kind?
You tell me.
Well, I like both, actually.
Yes.
My study music has been baths. I really like listening to baths in the bath. The baths.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's laughing.
Baths in the bath.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, I don't know. Baths are really good. I've been really into them. I get really into, like, music without words, like lyricless music when it's exam time.
Actually, I don't know. Like, baths does have music.
Like, but it's like.
They're lyrical.
But
it's kind of like high-pitched screaming, so you can't really hear what they're saying, you know?
Stop it. That's true, but also like Zibwan, I think I just played before. The commercials, they are also somebody who I've been really into. Morning Coop doesn't have like lots of lyrics, or I guess not lots of like really loud, aggressive lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just like repetitive and quiet, then it's fine.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
But also lyricless music, like Blackbird, Blackbird. I'm really into Blackbird, Blackbird. Mount Erie's been on my list a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Also really, really bad 90s gay bar music. Spotify has
while
gay bar
studying?
Yeah. Well, no, that's just the depression. But Spotify has these gay bar playlists. And they all have, like, really bad, like, Britney Spears and, like, oh, like, Nelly Furtado and, like,
I'm lots so of pop. Lots of, like, early 2000s pop.
Yeah. Jordan, my brother called me and was like, what is with this binge of early 2000s or late 90s pop or hip-hop music?
He's worried.
And
for
I was
you.
Like, don't judge me. yeah. So that's what I've been into. It's kind of embarrassing. But also, baths is great. So I don't really care. Anyways, enjoy baths.
Boyfriend, you live in my house and we share a toilet seat. And I'm not the least bit drawn. Covers in divisive heaps. Scared of how little I care. First boyfriend, you live in my house and we share a toilet seat, and I'm not the least bit drawn, and I'm not the least bit drawn to your heat. Nights you roll over and introduce yourself. This erection back to full health. On the nights you roll over and introduce yourself, I am elsewhere. Failed a maiden voyage.
fascinating, terrible, you stupid, I'd lay mine. I could prod your hurt all night, or resign and find any other stupid thing to do with my time. I was never poetic and never kind, scared of how little I care for you, scared of how little I care for you, scared of how little I care for you. I am elsewhere. You roll over and introduce yourself, nurse this erection back to full health. On the nights you roll over and introduce yourself, I am elsewhere. Yes.
You're listening to Unseated Airwaves. The time is 2:52 p.m.
So, y'all, now that we're done exams, it's summertime. What are we doing for summer? What are we doing for summer? Did we have any exciting plans? Ben?
I am continuing to work with the First Nations Endangered Language Program. Going back up to Bella Bella in July.
For how long?
Just for a week. Okay. It's very short, very condensed, so we get much work done with the community there.
Are you doing like language revitalization movements and stuff?
Yes. I am continuing to work with the Urban Health Sick Language Program,
okay,
which I mentioned briefly on the show before.
That's what's happening.
Yes, in Vancouver. And I'm also getting ready to go abroad for next year, so I gotta figure out
how to live in Sweden.
How to live in Sweden. And also if I need certain documents and things, you know. paperwork.
What about you, Maddie?
I will be knitting everything.
What are you knitting?
I'll be knitting socks. I think I'm going to like embark on making a sweater.
So what? For yourself?
For myself first.
What if you shrink it?
It probably will shrink. It probably won't fit, but.
You're going to try.
I'm going to try.
How many hours does it take to knit a sweater?
I don't know. I've not knit a sweater before, but I feel like for one pair of socks, it usually takes like over 10 hours.
So how many socks would it take to make a sweater?
That's a good question.
I think it would probably take, I'm just going to say like 30 to 40 hours. Not sure though.
Wow. That's like a full-time job for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, definitely. How many weeks do you have in the summer? You could knit so many sweaters.
So many sweaters.
Yeah. What about you, Joe? What are your summer plans?
Well, I'm going to be visiting you, Autumn, in
Edmonton.
We're going to go to Edmonton and eat vegan food. And then
Pavanati,
yes. And then we're going to go to Calgary for Sled Island.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sled Island. It looks
really
cool.
We're going to play them on the show again.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. And we're going to go to Banff. And then beyond that, I'm planning on woofing over the summer. There's like this little farm in New Brunswick that has a bunch of goats. And they need people to take care of the goats.
Professional goat taker carer.
Yeah. So that's the plan. They also have beekeeping.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're more of a goat person?
I think so.
Why? The bees are so little and bumbly.
You can't pet bees.
They just bumble in.
You can pet bees.
Can you pet bees?
Delicately.
They're just like bumbling, like they bump into you, and that's their form of pets.
I guess so.
It's like a cat, like you know when a cat like bonks it, mm-hmm, its head on you, wants like, a pet.
Me. And it's equally as dangerous.
Yeah, true. Except bees are tiny and cats are big, but they're the same level of danger.
Mm-hmm. Cats don't have spiky things on them, but yeah.
Yes, they do. They're freaking paws.
Oh, like, they have like 10 at least.
Yes. And their faces.
I'm just lying now. I'm just telling lies over there.
They can't hurt you. Is anybody else doing anything fun?
What are you doing, Autumn?
Fun.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to Toronto. Going to visit Joanna from Toronto. In Toronto. Get donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Donuts. I'm also going to Victoria for a conference about Indigenous new media, which is literally my life and my job here and will continue to be over the summer. And then I want to go to NASA. Ooh. Emily Riddle, if you are listening, when are we going to NASA? It's in... Do any of you know what NASA is?
Yeah. Where is it this year?
L.A.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah. NASA in L.A. So... The NASA is the North American Indigenous Studies Association conference that happens every year. Last year it happened in Vancouver, but this year it's happening in LA, and next year it's happening in New Zealand.
Oh,
I want to go to New Zealand so badly.
I want to go to New Zealand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then I might go to South America. I think I'm going to go to South America for funsies. Yeah, that's kind of it. Nothing really that exciting. But anyways, the next song is called Love is Love by Quantum Tangle, and this one's for Joanna.